This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One person was found dead on Long's Peak in Rocky Mountain National Park over the weekend. Search and rescue crews responded to a report of an incident involving an individual on Keener's route Sunday afternoon. The park didn't release any further details about the incident. The Larimer County Coroner's Office is expected to release the cause of death and identity of the person at a later time. The rate of first-time Colorado college students returning to school for a second year increased last fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Numbers were up 1.6 percentage points. That's about 65% of students. A national report shows that increase is more than the nationwide average. Colleges say more student support with things like more class options, help with housing, and more financial aid is bringing students back. Nationally, Black and Hispanic students came back to college at their highest rates in a decade. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado State Treasurer says cuts made to the federal nutrition program, SNAP, mean more families face food insecurity. Dave Young, a Democrat, says the law is hitting families hard and food banks are seeing demand skyrocket. He wants candidates for Congress to pledge
to actually restore those funding levels so that we can actually have a safety net that works for people.
A year ago, congressional Republicans passed H.R. 1, which President Trump signed. It extended tax cuts, which they said would help consumers, and slashed social safety net programs. That meant $245 million a year was cut from Colorado's food assistance program. Republicans defended the cuts as giving tax relief. A candidate in the Republican gubernatorial primary is home after being hospitalized over the weekend. State Representative Scott Bottoms was rushed to the hospital Saturday evening. It was due to a blood sugar spike related to type 2 diabetes. This is CPR News.